What's up, guys? We believe teenagers have been put in a box and under a stereotype, and we want to break out of that.
Every week, we talk with the next generation of innovators and influencers about stuff like entertainment, fashion, sports, and food.
We also get the perspective on current topics, as well as find out what keeps them motivated on the daily.
Welcome to Juvie. What is up and what's going on, Juvie listeners? We're back with another episode. You guys will be seeing this second week of August.
Yep.
So if you're watching now, make sure you download the episode if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave us a comment. What should they comment, Josh?
They should comment what the color in our next background should be.
Next background.
Because we get some people commenting, but we should start picking them. So somebody comment a color.
All right. And, of course, all the guests' social medias will be the first link in the description. I'm excited for this episode. We've never had an episode like this one.
Yeah.
So, Josh, who are we talking with today?
Today, we are talking with young content creator and prankster, Nick Larson. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Great. Good. It's randomly raining here. It goes from 100 degrees to raining. Literally, it's raining right now, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was 105 yesterday, and now it's raining.
It's the most bipolar weather.
Dang,
ever.
I'm from Washington. It's been like at least like 95 every day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where are you from in Washington?
Spokane, Washington, on the east side.
I was in Spokane yesterday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because my girlfriend's from Washington, so I was down there visiting, and then we flew out of Spokane.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's
pretty cool.
I'll just tell you how we saw Nick. So what's funny is I saw one of his TikToks, killing it on TikTok. What are you at, like 50K now?
56K.
Wow. All right. And so I saw one of his TikToks, and I always love seeing like these young YouTubers. Like that's my favorite thing when like these young like hustlers, right? Because that's what we're here to talk about.
Yes, sir.
And so I saw him come up, and I was like, you know what? I'll shoot him a DM this weekend because we usually send out a bunch of like guest DMs over the weekend. 2 minutes later, I swear, like I can't make this stuff up. 2 minutes later, I checked the DMs, and he goes, Nick Larson sent you a DM, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And it's him like when it come on. I was like, and I told him, I was like, dude, I literally just saw your TikTok. Craziest thing. But just run us through quickly what kind of content you do.
So I like to freaking just like mess around, like literally be a teenager, have fun. And then also I like to do pranks and that kind of stuff. But I more just enjoy like just having a good time with my friends, and literally we just film that basically.
I feel like that's the coolest type of content.
It definitely is. And it's doing well for you because the last few months you've grown to 29,000 subscribers?
Yeah, I'm at 29,000 subscribers.
That's so insane. So when did you start?
So this YouTube channel I started I think in February, but I really started like putting a lot more work in around May or June. But I also had a YouTube channel with my friend I started last August, and then we did it up until about December, and then he kind of just like wasn't feeling it anymore and lost motivation. And then I always still wanted to do a YouTube channel, so I was like, dang, what am I gonna do? And then I'd been thinking about like starting one up for like 3 months, and then I finally did, and then I've been doing it since.
That's nice. Crazy. You're growing like really, really
very
fast
quick
for YouTube. Now, I assume it's like you like bring people from TikTok to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
TikTok's amazing, man.
Yeah, because YouTube itself is like the hardest platform to grow
Seriously.
On, I feel like. TikTok definitely has built up all of Juvie.
We've grown
it. It's
probably the majority of our listeners come from our TikTok
literally
viewers.
From TikTok.
Because we have 10 times, literally right now, 10 times the amount of followers on TikTok than we do on Instagram or on YouTube.
Yeah.
And those are all from TikTok.
TikTok as a platform, I feel like, is so fun because it's so interactive. You can literally put up content all day long, and like you have the same chance of going viral as anyone.
Exactly.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. So TikTok's the best platform by far.
Yeah, for sure.
We love it.
When did you start on TikTok?
I've been posting for a while now on TikTok. I can't remember when I first started. Once I started like YouTube channel, once I started going like harder on YouTube, I started like posting a lot more in like May, like posting a lot more of my YouTube content and like trying to promote myself a lot more around May, June-ish. And that's when success came. So
Yeah.
So what would you say your favorite part of creating content is, whether that's on TikTok or YouTube?
Like all the positive feedback I get, like all these people like telling me how funny I am and how I'm like gonna be a big YouTuber one day. Everyone's just like so kind. Obviously there's like a few people who are gonna hate on you, but most of the feedback, everyone's just like so kind and lifting me up and like leaving positive comments, and then at the same time, I'm literally just having fun and filming it. So yeah,
that's amazing. Like, that's we love this. We literally get to come in the studio, create like, and talk with like awesome people like you, and then people love it. Like,
exactly.
What more can we literally ask for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I assume when we first started, people laughed, people hated. What did like people say when you're like, I'm gonna go for this YouTube thing?
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a lot of people like laughing at me, but like, no one really was like, oh, bro, I support you a bunch or any of that. Like,
yeah,
not as many people were willing to help me or anything. I feel like my mom always said she believed in me, but like my dad didn't really. But like now, like I've definitely changed their mind. They all believe in me. But a lot of people, I feel like, definitely doubted me and didn't think I could do it. Obviously, I'm not where I want to be, but I definitely have got like my foot out the door, my name out there, sort of.
Yeah, that's so important.
So you said that you get lots of people like loving your stuff. How do you deal with the little hate that you get?
Honestly, I used to not like I don't really care what anyone else thinks of me, but since I'm a lot like bigger than I now, I get a lot more hate.
Yeah.
Which I'm not used to. And it kind of gets annoying, but I'm kind of just like, whatever, man. Because I get so much more like I get so much positive feedback compared to the hate. It's like 95 good comments, like 5 bad ones.
Yeah, that's same with us. But it's like, I feel like no one that's not winning doesn't get hate.
No.
Like, you have to be at a certain point, because when we first started, we didn't. Okay, so back to that last thing you said, because I just want to touch on it real quick. I think like why people, like when we first started, obviously our friends supported us, but they weren't like behind us, like let's do this. But I think it's just because teenagers talk a lot and very few act on it, right?
Exactly.
And so it's like we're out here finding the ones that act on it, like you. So I think that's like why, like obviously like my parents were super, super supportive, but like until we started getting people listening, it's kind of like, yeah, we're just talking, like whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's same with us. We get little hate, but it's like the 98% to the 2%.
Exactly.
So why am I going to focus on the 2% when everyone else is loving my content?
Exactly. Like, that's what keeps us motivated. I feel like we get almost more motivation from the hate than we do from the positive from the positive comments. Because, like, if people are saying that we're doing something wrong, we're obviously going to just keep doing what we're doing and prove them wrong.
Yeah.
That it gives us more motivation. What do you feel about that?
Honestly, I feel the exact same way. Like, people hating on me just gives me more motivation and more fuel to, like, be better and keep growing.
Exactly.
And, like, just prove people wrong, honestly.
I was looking through some of your comments, and I'm sure you get this all day long. What do you think, like, when people compare you to other YouTubers? Like, oh, you're just like Danny Duncan, just like Baylen Levine. Like, I'm interested.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
That gets really annoying, honestly. But I feel like every young, like, growing YouTuber that kind of messes around or does anything similar, people are going to say that. You just got to ignore it. Like, they both inspire me, but, like, I'm not trying to copy them or be like them, even though every single comment is like, oh, bro, he's trying to copy Dane Duncan, Baylen Levine, stop trying to be them. Like, I'm being myself, having fun, and I know it, so it doesn't really bother me too much.
So, I mean, no one says they have a cap on that type of content.
Yeah,
like, it can be for anyone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now anyone that films their friends is Danny Duncan. Like, no. Like, they don't actually have, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they
so
own
annoying.
That type of... That's that's like me going out and making an action movie and be like, oh, you're just trying to be like everyone else that makes an action movie. Like, how... In what world does that make sense? That's
or it's
like
being a vlogger and then be like, oh, you're just trying to be David Dobrik. No, I'm just trying to vlog.
Exactly. And it's like your friend group's different than their friend group. So where... That doesn't make sense to me. But I think
get people like that.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of young YouTubers get that, and it's like, I think that's why they stop.
Exactly.
Because like a lot of young YouTubers, obviously you're past the point where it's like, I could care less what you're saying.
Yeah.
But how do you see like your content evolving?
Well, I try to keep making it better and better like every day, and try to come up with like better ideas, but. I want to get better at editing, so like, because I feel like that's one of the things that's holding me back from like being like a really, really big YouTuber. I'm not very good at editing.
Yeah.
So I want to definitely learn more about that and like how to be better. Maybe eventually get my own editor and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We struggled with editing in the beginning too. It's one of my least favorite things.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's just my brain doesn't work for editing.
Yeah, neither does mine. Like I don't know anything about tech. I'm so awful with tech stuff.
Yeah.
So when it came to stuff like that, it's not my forte.
Yeah. So go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, like, yeah, same with him, bro. I am not smart when it comes to tech. Like, I know, like, some things, but at the same time, I'm kind of, like, clueless. I ask my friends and, like, other people, like, for help on stuff all the time.
So you get compared to a lot of these people, and I'm sure they are inspirations to you, but who would you say your biggest inspiration was since starting YouTube or before starting YouTube to, like, start the channel or to what type of content you make?
My biggest inspiration, I'd say, is Ben Levine. Like, I've been watching for a while now, and he literally just has fun with his friends and literally just gets to mess around with his friends.
Yeah.
And he's always pushing, like, a positive message, like, stay sober and that kind of stuff, and, like, follow your dreams. You can do anything you want. Just don't listen to people. You really just got to put the work in and do it. So he's probably my biggest inspiration on YouTube.
I think, like, where a lot of people get mixed up is I think there's such a big difference between inspiration and motivation. Anyone that starts anything is going to get inspiration from someone.
Yeah.
Unless you come up with, like, unless you created the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
We take inspiration from everyone. Like, you, there's such a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I can take inspiration from you and not be copying you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the same thing with the YouTube stuff. Like, you can take inspiration from someone and you can get motivation from them. That's not copying. It's just, like... Yeah, it's inspiration. It's a very different thing.
Yeah. Has there been any, like, since you've started YouTube, like, any quote-unquote fails that you've had?
I wouldn't say, like, really big any fails. Like, I've had a lot of, like, struggles.
Yeah.
But then I always end up getting past it.
So I have a couple questions about the pranks you pull.
Okay.
What would you say the most nerve-wracking prank was to pull? Like, what was the scariest one you've done?
Probably my most recent one, the blasting inappropriate music in libraries.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was so nervous, like, we actually screwed up the first, like, clip. It didn't end up being in the video, obviously. But, I was just afraid, like, what everyone was going to do in the librarians. I was so nervous. But once we got, like, past doing, like, a couple of them, I was just like, all right. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And all the librarians were so nice, so.
Did you do it in one library and then go to a different one?
Yeah, we went to a bunch of different libraries.
That's so funny.
I
just don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, just the sitting there and acting clueless, that's the part I would just start laughing.
Yeah.
I just don't think I could.
Oh, yeah. It was so hard for me and my friend not to laugh.
Yeah, that would be the hardest part for me is not to laugh. Have you ever gotten the cops called on you?
Never had the cops called, but definitely gotten security and kicked out lots of times.
I was going to say, like, do the Walmarts in Washington kick you out a lot?
Oh, yeah. The Walmart that I have, like, a Walmart, like, for 10 minutes from my house, and there is so many workers, and they're so strict all the time.
I've
kicked out there quite a few times.
I wonder if, like, Walmart itself knows that they've become, like, a topic on YouTube.
They have. They definitely have.
Like,
because that's why that whenever kids come in, I always feel watched when I go into Walmart.
Same.
Especially if I'm, like, holding a phone or a bag or something.
Yeah.
I feel watched immediately. Yeah.
Well, it's because, like, they've had to catch on to the point that, like, going in there and filming YouTube videos is, like, a thing now.
Yeah.
So many creators do it. Like, I wonder if, like, Walmart itself knows.
They have to. Because I've been kicked out of Walmart.
Yeah,
a couple
I feel
times.
Like they're always watching me.
I don't even make videos, but I've been kicked out because we've, like, tried to make toilet paper fours. You know, and that was a big thing.
Yeah.
I just did that, right?
Really?
Yeah, I just did that. But I went to a different Walmart, like, 20 minutes away just because I knew I wouldn't be able to make it work at the Walmart that's close to me. They're way too strict.
Yeah.
Was that, like, a hard video to pull off? Like, how long did you stay in there for?
Probably, like, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Honestly, that Walmart was so dead. There was... Like, I saw a couple workers walk by, but they didn't even seem to care. And there was literally no one
there?
Came on that aisle. I don't think anyone saw me in there, but they definitely felt like something was up.
Yeah. Okay, so last, do you have one more question? Because I have one.
No,
more.
I think I'm good.
All right. So my last question would be, obviously, we talked about your fails. We talked about the stuff that's gone wrong. What do you feel like your biggest win has been so far?
My biggest win?
Yeah. Whether that's growing your channel, not giving up, like in any aspect of it.
Definitely probably not giving up because, like, for a while, like, I didn't see success. I was literally at, like, 40 subscribers for, like, 2 months, I felt like, which, I mean, I guess not a long time, but you got to be patient.
Yeah.
And I just kept working hard and just, like, knowing, like, one of these times I'm going to blow up. It's going to happen. I'm going to get my name out there. You just got to not worry about the numbers. And then finally, I finally started seeing success on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it just keeps coming now. So I'm really happy where I'm at on YouTube and TikTok.
That's great.
Yeah, that's so sick. So all the Juvie listeners watching, listening right now, you know what the last question is. What would you say the most misunderstood thing about teenagers is?
I think a lot of people think they're just lazy and not hardworking. When there's a lot of like young teenagers nowadays, like grinding out there, working hard to achieve their dreams. But yeah, a lot of people, I feel like more of the older generation just thinks we're all lazy and not hardworking or any of this stuff. Cause they're not like as into social media too.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of these teenagers are working and trying to become like a social media influencer and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think what happens is like the older generation, they think that we don't understand hard work, but they don't actually understand what we're going for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're the ones that don't understand it. So they try to like flip it on us, but it's like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about your grandparents, but like his grandparents might not understand it, what 30,000 subscribers means, right?
Yeah.
It's like a completely different generation.
It definitely is.
But I love that answer.
Oh,
so
yeah,
for anyone that wants to go support Nick, all of his social medias, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube will be the first link in the description. Go subscribe, and we're talking maybe next summer or something, Nick will come down and we'll pull a prank.
Yeah.
If you guys want to see that,
if
drop a big thumbs
there,
up.
Should we?
I'll definitely let you guys know.
That would be
sure.
Sick.
Should we do something we've never done before?
What?
Should we try and set a light goal?
Oh, should we? What do you want to set?
I think
this will come out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think we should go for?
I think we can get the most likes we've ever got. I think we could go 200 likes.
200? You know, the most we've got is like 98.
Better
yeah,
smash the button.
200?
I think we can get 200 likes.
But if we hit
I'll
200.
I'll tell my people to come check you guys out.
All right.
Do it.
If we hit 200 likes, next summer, we're going to guarantee we'll run a prank with Nick.
Okay.
If we hit it,
yes,
we'll
sir,
make it happen. Either the Juvie boys fly to Washington or we'll fly him down here and we'll run a prank. If we
yeah,
hit 200 likes. Everyone hold us to that, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, all everyone right, give this video a like. We're going to make it happen.
Big
for
thumbs
sure,
up. Big thumbs up. Well, we appreciate everyone listening. If you made it to the end and you haven't subscribed, like, what are you doing? Just go
yeah,
subscribe.
Just go subscribe.
If you're listening, you still haven't downloaded the episode, make sure you download it. All the social medias will be the first link in the description.
Yep.
And I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.